Mesechtas Baba Metzia, Daf has two lines in the bottom of Daf Chesam Beis. The Gemara stated that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Rachav Luchudei Loikoni, the Koshkin Rachav B'Makamanig, that if Reuven is riding an animal and the animal may be moving, but he didn't cause the animal to move, then Reuven will not be Koina. And certainly in a case where Reuven is trying to acquire the animal by riding on the animal and someone else is leading the animal, then certainly the person that's leading the animal will be Koina. And our Gemara now begins, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya that if someone is riding on an animal, then it will not be koina and it will be a raya to Shmuel. As we learned in the Braisa, Shnayim Shahim Meishchim Begamol Umadhigim Bechamar, if both Reuven and Shimon are trying to acquire a Metziah and they both want to acquire an animal, and Rashi tells us that a Chamar is Daka Ben Haga Begamol Daka B'Meshicha, that the normal way for someone to get a Chamar to move is by leading it, and the normal way to get a camel to move is by pulling it and dragging it. And therefore, the Tanakhama tells us that certainly in a case where both Reuven and Shimon are dragging a gamel, or both Reuven and Shimon are leading a donkey, then certainly since they're both doing a proper kinyan, therefore they will both be koina. And even in a case where one of them is dragging the animal and one is leading the animal, and the Gemara is havmina, the Gemara thought that it doesn't make a difference if Reuven was being meishich or manig the gamel, or being meishich or manig the chamar, and similarly for Shimon, that doesn't make a difference if he was meishich or manig the gamel, or meishich or manig the chamar. And as we continue, and after that the Tanakhama holds in these cases that Reuven and Shimon would both be koina. And the Braisa continues, Rabbi Yehuda states, that the only way that Reuven and Shimon can be koina is if they do Meshicha on the Gamal and Hanaga by the donkey. And the Gemara continues with its Raya to Shmuel. Ketani Mi is that we saw in this Braisa that the Braisa gave a case of and it's Mashmah that the only way that Reuven and Shimon could be koina is only through Meshicha or Hanaga. But you can't be koina by just sitting on the animal, even though the animal is moving by itself, as that would not show bailus, and that would not be a proper kinyan, and l'chayr it's a raya to Shmuel. And the Gemara responds, Hu adin dafilu rachav, that it's not necessarily a raya to Shmuel, as really the Braisa didn't mean to say that you only could be koina through Meshicha or through Hanaga, and really you could be koina an animal by just sitting on the animal and riding on the animal. And the only reason why we spoke about the case of Meshicha and Hanaga is only to come to exclude from the din of Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar that he said in the Sefer, and he argued in Tanakama, Ashtei Meshicha Begamol Vahanaga Bechamar, Kamash Mon, Dafilu Ipcha Nami Kani, and therefore Tanakama wanted to tell us that even if it would be the opposite, and you do Meshicha by Chamar, and Hanaga by Gamal, that you'd still be Koina. The Gemara now continues, the L'chur, you're telling me that according to Tanakama, you could do Meshicha by Chamar, and Hanaga by Gamal, but the Gemara is, the L'chur, in the Braisa, we stated, Shnayim Shehem Meshicha Begamol Manhigam Bechamar, and we specifically gave a case where both of them did Meshicha by a Gamal and both of them did Hanaga by a Chamar. And if it's true that Meshicha by a Chamar and Hanaga by a Gamal should work, so the Gemara is, Yehochi Levinu Velisninu, the Lechira, the first part of the Braisa, should actually combine these statements together, and it would just say, Shnayim Shayim Meshchen Umanhigin, Bein Be Gamal, Bein Be Chamar, that if two people are either being Meshich or being Manig, either by a Gamal or by a Chamar, that they're going to be Koina. Since Lamaisa, you just taught us that according to the Tanakama, there is no difference between Meshicha and Hanaga, and they both work, both by a chamar and by a gamal. And the Gemara responds, Ikka chatzad leikoni. Now, though certainly our original teretz is correct, that the reason why the Tanakama spoke about Meshicha and Hanaga is lafukim Rabbi Yehuda, but the Maisa, the Tanakama doesn't argue completely on Rabbi Yehuda, and he doesn't hold that both Meshicha and Hanaga work by a chamar and gamal. And really, although Meshicha and Hanaga may work either by a chamar or by a gamal, but they both don't work by both of the animals, and for example, it could be that only Meshicha works by a gamal and not Hanaga, and it could be that Hanaga works by Chamar and not Meshicha. And as the Gemara states, Ikad Amri Meshicha b'Chamar, some say that Meshicha doesn't work by Chamar, v'Ikad Amri Hanaga b'Gamal, and some explain that according to Tanakama, Hanaga doesn't work by a Gamal, as it's not the derech to lead a Gamal, and it's only a derech to do a Meshicha with a Gamal. And Ayin and Rashi do a Maskel Ikad Chatzad Dalekoni, where Rashi explains how this fits into our Mishnah, and Lahachil Matzil Mister B'Tabayu Meshicha b'Hanaga, and that's why the Marisha of the Mishnah could not start off and say you could do either Meshicha and Haga, both by a Chamar and by a Gamal, because that's actually not true, v'tana hachi, and that's why the Tana says as follows, Meshicha b'Gamal manhigim b'Chamar, the standard is to do Meshicha by a Gamal manhigim b'Chamar, and that for sure works, Oishah ye'echem Meshich ve'echem manag be'echemen, or if Reuven did Meshicha, and Shimon did Hanaga in one of these animals, Oishah shedaka b'shteim, and that of course is specifically talking about that one animal, either the Chamar or the Gamal, where it's a standard way to actually do both Meshicha and Hanaga with that animal, and therefore you you could be koine by using either mashicha or hanhaga. But in the gay, the other animal that the Mishnah is not speaking about, then you only would be able to do the thing that's normal to do with that animal, and either you'd be able to do mashicha by a gamal or only hanhaga by a chamar. And the top tesis on the Amun, Diva Maschel, Meshach Manig in Avarach of Loi, tesis is bothered as to the first question of the Gemara. How could the Gemara be medayik from the fact that the Brisa spoke about Meshach Manig, that Rachav is not a kinyan, as maybe the Brisa did not mention the case of Rachav because it's a koshkin since it's Tafas Bay? And tesis points out, and if you're going to say that if so, then the Brisa should have spoken about Rachav, do we think that every single Brisa and every Mishnah that speaks about kinyanim, that we speak about every possible kinyan? And therefore, Taisus explains that in the Kanami, the first question and the diak of the Gemara was only a setup and a lead up to the next question of Gemara. As once the Gemara answers almost exactly as Taisus says, that hu adin dafilu rachov, then the Gemara is actually able to ask its ikka question. L'maisa is a Mishnah in Syria, as ihaqi levinu v'lisninu shnaim shem v'ishchana v'manhigim b'im v'gamal b'im v'chamar v'suloi, and midutani melishni in Syria, shma minah delamute rachov asa. It must be that the Tanakhama was trying to teach us that Rachav is not koina. Also, Ayin and Taisa Dima Maschal Yehachi Belevinu Velisnenu, that Taisa points out that Lachira, the Lashon of Tanakama was Bemida Zayis Kanu, and it's Mashma that's coming to the Mayid something, and Bishlema, according to the Maskana Sagamara, so the word Bemida Zayis is actually coming to teach us that when the Tanakama said that Manig and Meshach is koina by one of the animals, it's only koina by one animal, but by the other animal, either by a Gomel, you'll only be able to acquire it through Meshach exclusively, or by a Chamar, you'll only be able to koina chamar exclusively through manig. However, according to the Havamid Gemara, that both Mashicha and Hanhaga are koina both by a chamar and by a gamal, so why did Tanakama use the lashon of b'midah zayis kanu? And Taisa says, "Ein chenami asalim ute shum kinyan acha or rachov b'makom manig ayin sham." And the Gemara continued with another version of a similar Gemara as we just stated, the ikon meisa misefa, and some bring this question from the sefer directly, as the sefer stated b'midah zu kana b'midah zu lumute mai. So what is the word mitzu coming to the mayit? Lav lumute rachav. It must be coming to teach you that rachav is not koina, and this would be a raya to Shmuel. And the Gemara answers, loy lumute ipcha, that's coming to the mayit, that the only time you could be koina is only by mashicha by gamal and hanhaga by chamar, but mashicha by chamar or hanhaga by gamal will not work. And as Taisa points out, at this point of the Gemara really could have asked a very simple question, that you can't say the Tanakam holds that ipcha doesn't work, because the Tanakam himself continued and said, oy shehaya echa mashich ve'echa manig, and therefore it's clear that the word b'midazayis kanu cannot be coming lafuke ipcha. However, the Gemara is from the sheet of Rabbi Huda, as the Gemara is ihachi hain Rabbi Huda. If you're going to tell me that according to Tanakamra ipcha does not work, then l'chayr that's exactly the same sheet as Rabbi Huda, that the only kinyan that works is manig by chamar and meishich by gamal. And the Gemara answers ikibinau tzad echa delay kana, that in a chenami the nafkamina would be that one that studded would not be kana. And as we explained before, that according to Tanakamra, either he argues on Rabbi Huda and he holds that Manik or Meshach is koina by a chamar, but by Gamal he agrees to Rabbi Huda that only Meshach will work, or he argues on Rabbi Huda b'negei Gamal and he holds that Meshach or Manik works by a Gamal, but by a chamar he agrees to Rabbi Huda that only Manik works and Meshach would not work. And as the Gemara continues, is ta'amri Meshach b'chamar ve'ikad ta'amri hanaga b'gamal, as we explained. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll bring you raya not like Shmuel, and I'll bring you raya that Rechav is koina, as the Brisa states, Echad Rechav chamar ve'echad tafas b'meiseira. Reuven is sitting on a donkey, and even if it's walking, but he's not leading the donkey, and Shimon is not sitting on the donkey, and he's only holding on to the reins of the donkey, and he's not leading the donkey at all. The Brisa teaches us, Zek kana chamar ve'zek kana meiseira, that Reuven will be koina the chamar, and Shimon will be koina the reins, and Shema mina Rechav kani. So we see a raya from here against Shmuel that Rechav is koina, and Ayin and Rashi do a maschal Shema mina Rechav kani, and Rashi says, Shloi b'makom manig, even if Reuven is sitting on the animal, and there is no competing kinyan and no one else is being manig, Rachav is not koina, the kivin is shloibim akum manig kodin kuli. And therefore, since we see from this brisa that even if he's the only one that's being Rachav, that the din is that he is koina an entire animal, so b'makum manig palgi, so Reuven would be Rachav and Shimon would be manig, that they would both be koina and the din would be yachleku. And of course, that's against the entire din of Shmuel, as Rabbi Yehuda taught us that Shmuel said, number one, Rechav is not Kanya, and number two, certainly Rechav ben Marka Manig would not be Kanya. The Gemara answers, Hachinami ben Manig Baraglav, that in the Chinami, when this Brisa speaks about Echad Rechav, Reuven wasn't just sitting on the animal and the animal was moving by itself, but Reuven was sitting on the animal and it was kicking it with its feet in order to make sure that the animal walks, and that's why Reuven was cleaning the animal through the Kinyan Yom Manig. But in the Chinami, if it was only sitting on the animal and the animal was walking by itself, then certainly Shmuel is correct that Ruvi would not be Koina. And the Gemara now asks, if that is true, then L'chir, why wouldn't Ruvi be Koina the reins as well? And why does the Brisa tell us that Shimon, who is holding on to the reins, is Koina the reins? And as Rashi points out, which is on the head of the Chamar, that is one of the ornaments of a Chamar, and it's like the Chamar itself. And therefore, when Ruvi is Koina the Chamar, he should be Koina the reins based on it being tuffel to the animal. And we will first finish the Gemara and then we'll get back to this question, as L'chir is a bit shver, the Lashon of Ihachi, as it doesn't seem to follow from the prior Gemara. And the Gemara continues, Eimo zekana chamar v'chatzim mesira v'zekana chatzim mesira. And the Gemara answers the Eina Chinami, that since Reuven was koina the chamar because he was reichav and he was kicking the animal and he was koina through a kinyan manig, therefore Reuven also has rights to the reins. However, L'maisa, Shimon was holding on to the reins, and therefore the din is yachleiku. When the Brisa stated zek kana chamar v'zek kana meisera, it meant to say that Reuven is koina the chamar and Shimon is also koina the meisera together with Reuven. And before we continue, when we speak about the reins and we speak about a meisera, it's not an exact translation, as really the meisera is referring to a bridle, and that is the headgear of an animal that has the bit and the rein attached to it, and the bridle is like a cap that fits onto the head of an animal. Now, of course, generally the reins of the animal go down onto the ground and they're very long and he could be dragging on the ground. Therefore, the Gemara will be bothered that L'chir, how could Reuven or Shimon actually be koina the meisera, if although it's true that the actual reins are attached to the animal and Reuven was koina the animal and therefore the reins should be tuffel to the animal, but ultimately it's still dragging on the floor, if not for the fact that Shimon is holding it. And similarly, how could Shimon be koina the reins if although it's true that he's holding on to part of the reins, but ultimately the other part of the rein is attached to the head of the animal and therefore he's not holding the entire rein, and how could he be koina it through Agba? And the Gemara continues that Bishleim Rachav Koina did Magbulei Bindas, that makes sense that Reuven, who's riding on the animal, could be koina the Meisera, because ultimately Shimon is holding onto the reins and therefore it's off the ground. And since Shimon is a Bendas, therefore there's no problem with Shimon's Agba that's going to be used on behalf of Reuven. However, El Tafas Meisera my Koina, how could it be that Shimon would be koina the Meisera at all if Lemaisa he's not holding onto the entire reins, as one side of the reins is attached to the animal? And of course, if you want to be koina Metzia by lifting up the item and doing Hagbah, you have to lift the entire Metzia off of the ground. And the Gemara answers, Imo zekana chamar v'kula meisera v'zekani mashitaf v'zibaldei, that in the Chinami, the Brisa meant to say that Reuven is koina the chamar as well as the entire reins. However, Shimon will still be koina whatever he is physically holding in his hands. And as we previously learned, zekana shiada magas v'zekana shiada magas, and there's a concept that someone could be koina anything that's in their hands. And as Rashi says, the mashapatech yoda you have a magbia legamri, and Rashi seems to learn that the kinyan would be based on Agba, but l'chayr b'pashas we could have said that Shimon would be koina based on a kinyan of yad. And the Gemara continues with something that should be bothering all of us at the beginning of the Gemara, as haimai, that how could he even think that Reuven should be able to be koina the entire reins based on the fact that Shimon is picking up the other side of the reins, but imtim sulema magbia matzila chaver kona chaveri, that certainly according to the shita of Rava that we had in Daf Chesam and Aleph, that the only time that we say Reuven can be koina metzia for his friend is only if he's also being koina for himself, and we say migud zochel nafshei zochel namel chavri. Even according to Rav Bachama, who was more makel, and he held that Reuven could be koina metzia for Shimon even if he's not being koina for himself, as we say magbi metzil chaveri is kana chaveri, and even though it's chav lachuni hanimil hechad magbilei adaita the chavri. Certainly, that is only because when Reuven lifted up the metzia, he had kavanah that he wanted to be koina for Shimon. However, in our case, Shimon's intent was to be koina the reins for himself, and he never had intent to be koina for Reuven or to help Reuven be koina this item. Certainly, how could it be that Shimon is not koina for himself because the other part of the rein is attached to the chamar, and how could it be that his agbar would actually help for Reuven to be koina the reins? And because of this question, the Gemara answers, Amar Vashi, zek kana chamar beis pagyo, that in Chinami, Reuven will be koina the chamar because he was reichav, and as we said, he kicked the animal in order that the animal should walk, and therefore he was koina through a kinyan of manig. And in addition, addition, Reuven will also be able to reclaim the headgear part of the bridle. That part of the bridle is attached to the animal itself, and therefore is tuffled to the animal, and you don't need to be claimed it through Hagbah, and therefore Reuven is claiming the base Pagya, and as Rabbeinu Chananel says, Pirish Pagya, Ritzuah Shel Meisira, Hanesunis Alechya Va'Padachta. As Ravashi continues, V'zekana Mashatafis B'yodai, and Enechadami, Shimon will only be claimed that part of the reins that is actually holding in its hand, V'ashalai Kana Leizev Leizeh, and neither Reuven nor Shimon will be claimed any part of the rest of the headgear that not attached to the animal and not being held by Shimon. And Enechadami, if a third party would come, grab on to any other part of the bridle, then Enechadami, the third party, would be claimed. And keep in mind that certainly according to Rav Ashi's pshat in the Braisa, it would be a bit difficult to understand the exact words of the Braisa, as the Braisa stated, Zek Kana Chamor, V'Zek Kana Meisera. And therefore, the Gemara brings another teretz, Ravo Omer, Ravo says, La'ilm Kedektani, really the pshat in the Braisa is exactly as we stated, Zek Kana Chamor, V'Zek Kana Meisera. And even though your initial question was that how could it be that Shimon is claiming the reins if L'maisa Shimon is not holding on to the entire reins and part of the reins is attached to the animal's head, and the Gemara says, that the reason why Shimon is claiming the reins is because if Shimon would yank on the reins, then it would come off of the head of the animal, and then the entire reins would be in the ear at one moment, and he would be claiming it based on Hagbah. As Rashi says, the Hoyl V'Reisha Chamor Gavoya, as since the head of the Chamor is higher up, it's easy for him to grab it and pull it towards him with one grabbing and with one yank. And of course, at that point, the entire rein will be off the ground and not attached to the chamar, and therefore Shimon could be koina. And even though the Gemara brought this pshat Ravo as lemaisa, this fits into the words of the Braisa. However, the Gemara continues, v'hadar Ravo Berusahi, that lemaisa, this teretz of Ravo is really an outside view and it's really a mistake, and really it can't be pshat in the Braisa, as it can't be that just because you could yank something off of a higher point, then that would be considered a valid agba. As the Eloi Tema Hachi Tali Shimon Echas Chetzi Al Gabi Kaka V'Chetzi Al Gabi Amud U'Bo Echa V'Bi Chetzi Me Al Gabi Kaka U'Bo Echa V'Bi Chetzi Me Al Gabi Amud Hachi Nami Dekama Kone U'Basur Loi Kone Hoyo V'Yolchel Natik L'Havi Etzloi El Hod Ravo Berusi. If you're going to tell me that Ravo's din is correct, and if there would be a case where there was a mitzia and half of the talus was lying on the ground and half of the talus was lying on top of a pillar, and then Reuven came and picked up the side of the talus was lying on the floor, and meanwhile the other side of the talus is still leaning and being supported by a pillar, and Shimon then comes and picks the talus up off of the amid, then you're going to tell me l'fi Ravo that Reuven should be able to be cleaning the entire talus and Shimon should have nothing because of the fact that even though Reuven did not pick up the talus, but if he wanted to yank it off of the amid, which is on a higher point, then the entire talus would have been off of the ground, and therefore Reuven should be cleaning completely. But of course that's not the din, and in this case Reuven and Shimon really were cleaning simultaneously, and Reuven and Shimon would split the talus, and therefore it must be the Ravo's din is incorrect, and therefore this can't be pshat in the Braisa. And Taisus immediately asked in Tibel Masel di Leitema Chitala Shechetzia Tzatz Kasha Minoli Shliachlik Ravo Apizeh, the Lemaisa, this case that we brought of this talus is not a Braisa or not a Mishnah anywhere, and just the Gemara Svara. And Lachira, how do you know the Ravo is not going to be Chaylik on this Svara as well? Ainin and Rashi Dibel Masel Hachinami de Kamakani, where Rashi seems to be bothered by Taisus' question as well, and Rashi actually explains the Gemara as follows: the Imkain, if you're going to say that Reuven actually would be koina in the case where part of the talus is on top of an amud, which is at a high point, then yeshchil b'shnayim shekbiu mitzia zemikan v'zemikan be'makom gavoyah l'makom namach. Then you have to say that there will be a chil between when two people pick up a talus, and the nafkamina would be that if Reuven picked up part of the talus and then Shimon picked up the talus from a lower point, then the din would be achleiku, as both Reuven and Shimon would be koina the talus simultaneously. However, in a case where Reuven picked up the talus from the kaka and then Shimon picked it up off a very high spot, then according to the Svara of Ravo, then Reuven was really kind of the entire talus. And as Rashi ends off, v'anam le'eshchan tana de maflig, and we don't find anywhere in Shas where there's a tana that makes a chil between a makam namuch and a makam gavoya, and l'chayra, that should be something that is stated somewhere specifically, and by the fact that we don't have a Mishnah Braisa, that by itself is a raya against the Svara of Ravo, and not like Taisus. Before we continue, let's go back to the beginning of the Gemara, where the Gemara responded when the Braisa was talking about Rachav, it was talking about Manik Baraglav, and then the Gemara asked, Ihochi nikni nami Rachav b'meseira, then Reuven should be able to be cleaned of the meseira based on the fact that it should be tuffled to the animal. And let's see Taisus diva masel v'nikni nami Rachav b'meseira, as Taisus says, igasin li hochi, if we're gurus the words Ihochi as we have in our Gemara, hochi perusha I amr b'shleima kishe'i Manik Baraglav, Aglav, V'rochiv Koni HaBehema Mishim L'Tofes Ba, that if you're going to say that the reason why the Braisa states Rochiv is Koina is not because you kicked the animal and you were Koina through Manig, but Rochiv itself is Koina and not like Shmuel, and the reason why you're Koina is because you're holding on to the animal, so also Shapit like Koni Maisera, that it makes sense that you can't be Koina the reins. The reason is the Mimtatla Shaykh Kinyan Shem Maisera, Elabak Boy Meshicha, the Maisa, you only could be Koina Metatlin either through Maisera or through Hagba, since in the Havin and Gemara you're only being Reichav and you weren't kicking the animal, so just through a Kinyan Reichav you can't be Koina the Maisera, Avali Mayer Ben Mani Baraglav. But once the Gemara states that Reichav is referring to a case where Reuven actually kicked the animal and therefore it started traveling and he's been Koina through Manig, looking now Maisera Ben Meshichas HaBehema, so the Gemara's question is that Reuven should be able to be Koina the reins based on the fact that he caused the Maisera to move and therefore he's Koina through Meshicha. And Taisa says that in Chanami, the Gemara's question is only according to one man, the Amma, as Taisa says, and by the fact that the Braisa said that Reuven is only Koina the Chamor and not the reins, and of course Rashi and Taisa are being chilek on a fundamental point, as Rashi holds that the reason why Reuven should be Koina the reins is not based on the Meshicha, but based on the fact that it's tuffled to the Chamor, and once Reuven is Koina the Chamor, he'll automatically be Koina the reins. And Taisa learns that the king of the reins is only based on the Meshicha. Quite possibly, Rashi was not gurus the words Ihochi and Ayin Rashi, who only starts Nikni Nami Rachab and Masera, and it doesn't seem that Rashi was gurus to Lashin Ihochi, as this question of the Gemara is not necessarily only at the point that we decided that talking about a case of Rachab and Manik Baraglov, but even according to the Gemara's Hamina, that Rachab is talking about a standard case where he was just sitting on the animal and he wasn't actually leading the animal. Even in that case, the Gemara's question is that why should it be that Reuven should not be Koina reins, as L'chari he should be Koina based on the fact that it should be tuffled to the Chamar. And also, Ayin Tezi, Dino Maskel, Hoyel V'yochlo, Natkel Avi Etzlai, where Avo said that even though Shimon is only holding on to one side of the reins and the bridle, he would still be able to be Koina because he's able to pull off the bridle from the head of the animal. Tezi is that L'chari, we have Rayas from various places, that the fact that something is flying in the air does not cause it to become yours, since L'maisa, it's ultimately going to fall onto the ground, and that's not considered a valid Hagbah. And of course, ultimately, we don't hold Rav Avo, and therefore, it's not really a major question. L'fi d'maskanas haGemara, but Taisa's question is as to having him in the Gemara. And Taisa brings two terutzim. Number one, the Shani Hacha Shetefis Biyadi Echa Min HaRashim. When do we say that Hagbah doesn't work because it will ultimately fall onto the ground? That is where Shimon is not controlling any part of the item, and he's not holding any part of the item. But in our case, since Shimon is holding on to one part of the bridle and one part of the rein, therefore, even though when he'll pull all the bridle off the head of the animal, it'll ultimately fall onto the ground, but that would be a valid Hagbah. And Taisus then says that Halcha Ayri Kishinitik Ben Amad Eina Ora Kolkach Sheyigiyu Reish Hashenu Eretz, that in Chanami we're talking about a scenario where the rein is not that long, and even once Shimon will grab the bridle off the head of the animal, that part of the bridle will not fall onto the ground. And L'chir, L'fi the second Teretz of Taisus, it comes out that the only reason why Shimon will not be Koina is because even though it is possible for him to pull the bridle off the head of the animal and he'll actually have a full-fledged Hagbah, but ultimately, right now, it's on the head of the animal, and therefore, that's not considered a valid Kinyan. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, bring you another riot at Rachav is Koina and not like Shmuel, as Rabbeleza states, Rachav besada l'mana be'er Koina, that if Reuven is riding a behemoth of Hefka in his Sada, then Reuven can be Koina, as is the derech to ride an animal in his Sada, and therefore, Reuven would be Koina. However, it wasn't the derech to ride an animal in the city, and as Rashi says, Mishum Sneusa, and therefore, if Reuven rides an animal in the city, that would not be considered a valid Kinyan, as that is not a standard way of using the animal in the city. Rebbe Leza also says that if Reuven is manig an animal in the city, then it'll be Koina, and as Rashi says, V'kolshkin besada, and certainly if he's manig a animal in the city, then he'll be Koina. And Ayin Rashba, who argues on Rashi, he says, Dafka be'ir, l'fi shidakin shabri adub l'hanig be'ir, shehina behema menatekas atzmul v'reich min pri'anosh ma'shasham, that in the city, you're not concerned that the animal will run away because there are multiple people there, and therefore the animal is not going to run into the crowd. Al besadik shi b'makim rachav he berachas eilach ve'eilach vilchach in derech lahanik besada. However, in the sada, it's not the normal way to go and be manig an animal, and the only way to keep it under control is by sitting on the animal. And l'maisa, we see from Beleza that at least rachav is koni in the sada, and Shmuel said that rachav is never koina. And the Gemara answers hachinami manig braglav that in hachinami where Beleza says rachav besada that it's koina is not koina if you're just sitting on the animal. The animal is walking, and it has to be that Reuven is sitting on the animal and actually is kicking the animal in order to lead it. And the Gemara says, if so, then and this is the same din as manig, and why is it that Rabbi Elazar says that rachab is only kanan asada, and lechayit should also be able to be kanan in the ear? And the Gemara says trei gavdi manig, that there are two different types of manig. And the Gemara says ihachi, if that's true, then rachab be ear my time aloy kani. And why would it be that Rabbi Elazar holds that you can't be kanan an animal through rachab when you're in the city? And the Gemara explains amar bakanal if yishein dakel shabadi adam liyakab ear. That's not the normal way for a person to ride on top of an animal in the city, and even though he's sitting on the animal and kicking the animal and actually making the animal go, and he's actually leading the animal, he's still not going to be kaina. Once again, keep in mind that the Gemara used the term of ihachi, which is mashma, that's going back onto the teretz. Then now that we said that we're talking about a case of manig raglov, then the Gemara is asking this question, and Tais points out, igasin and ihachi, if we're goyis ihachi, hachi perushai, i'amr bishleima loy mari b'manig raglov, bishleima, if we say that rachav is as we thought in Hamina, that Reuven was just sitting on the animal and he wasn't leading the animal, so then the Gemara understood why you're not going to be kaina in the city, because l'kach be'ir l'koni d'lei ozla machmasei, because the animal is not going because of you, l'fi she'esh b'nei adam she'medabrim yachad v'esh kamadvarim b'emtza drachim, as the city is filled with a lot of people and many obstacles, and therefore the animal is actually walking on its own accord and making its own decisions, and therefore you're not showing any bailis and it's not going because of you, eli aminam b'mani b'raglov. But if you say that we're talking about a case where Reuven's riding on the animal and he's actually kicking it with his feet, then even in the city, then we see that Reuven is actually trying to steer the animal, and therefore he's causing the animal to go based on his direction. That might look funny, and why wouldn't Reuven be kinda? And the Gemara continues, Omli Rav Ashi l'Rav Kana, Rav Ashi said to Rav Kana, Ela me'ata, higbiya anaki b'shabes, she'in dakash b'yodu, lagbiya anaki b'shabes, hachinami d'loy kani, if you're telling me that the reason why Rachav is not kinda in the city is because it's not there for someone to ride in the animal in the city, because it's Niyusa, since it's not normal for a Jewish person to carry a wallet on Shabbos, because it's Muksa, so L'chir, if a person finds a wallet on Shabbos and he lifts it up off the ground, then L'chir, he should not be Kaina because it's not the Derech. Of course, if there's a Kinyan of Agbah, so the Kinyan of Agbah should work in all cases. And similarly, if there's a Din that Manig is Kaina, so why should it be that the circumstance of where you're actually doing this Manig would actually make a Chiluk, and why would you not be Kaina? And as Rav Ashi continues, El Maida Ovid Ovid V'Kani, Hachinami Maida Ovid Ovid V'Kani, L'maisa on Shabbos, you physically picked up the Anaki and therefore you're Kaina. And therefore, in the city, when you're physically riding on an animal and you're kicking the animal and you're leading the animal, so you should be kaina as well. And the Gemara continues, the case of Rabbi Elazar was talking about a scenario of a regular transaction which was between two different parties. And Reuven said to Shimon, I want you to be kaina this animal, but I want you to do it in a way that's a normal way for people to be kaina this item in this spot and this makayim. And of course, since the seller made a tnai with the buyer, therefore, the only way the buyer could be kaina is only if he actually performs a kinyan that's normal to do in those circumstances. And we continue on Daf Tesa Mabez, and the Gemara continues, V'yirushus Rabim Hu Kani, that in a chinami, even though we said that Reichiv cannot work in a city, however, if it's in a Rishus Rabim, then Reuven would be kaina. And as Rashi says, the Derech Lirkoy Sham, V'loy Lahanig, that it's normal to ride on the animal in order to control the animal and not to lead the animal, Panyivsku, Avery Drachim, Bein Neil, Bein Behemtai, and this way he controls the animal much better and he knows that he's not going to lose the animal. And in addition, the Adam Chashvu Kani, similarly, if an Adam Chashav rides an animal, that would be a valid kinyan even in the city, because as Rashi says, in Dak Lahana Behemah Braglav, Viderech Kavod Lirka Vula, Af Besimta, She'im Bnei Adam Sham. And the Gemara continues, V'isha Hu Kanya, and if a woman is riding on an animal, then she would also be able to be Kaina. And as Rashi says, V'chein Isha She'im Bakoyach Lechaz Behemah Pentinokatik Mano, that since a woman doesn't have much strength, and therefore, if she only holds on to the animal and tries to lead the animal by not riding on the animal could get away from her, and therefore it's normal for a woman to ride an animal, even in a simta and even in a city. And finally, v'yinish zidlahu kani, and if the person is of a lower class, then he's also kaina. And as Rashi explains, that since the whole reason that you're not kaina in the city is because it's niusa, but since this person is of a lower class, shadaka lirikar v'fnei kol apolay deichel v'fish in etznua, and therefore Rashi says, where does the din of Rabbi Elazar actually apply? It only applies in a very limited case. Aval adam benini kugun she'in a chasha b'aisha ve'in a b'aish lahilch behem b'raglav ein daka liker b'simta be'ir mishum tzias, and therefore it's a very limited case where Rabbi Elazar says that reichiv would not be kaina. And the Gemara continues that on Amud Aleph we mention that if Reuven is riding on a chamar and he's kaina the chamar, he'll also be kaina the halter, because the halter is attached to the animal and is tough to the animal. And the Gemara now is by Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar is the following shayla: ha'im lechaveir mishaych behem zul liktis kelim shalal. Reuven doesn't want to sell his animal to Shimon, but he wants to sell the kelim that are on the animal to to Shimon, and he says to Shimon, be meishich this animal in order to be koiner the kelim that are on the animal. Now, what is the din? Before the Gemara explains the question, the Gemara is bothered by the terminology that Rabbi Elazar used, and the Gemara asks, liknais mi amalei kenei, the lechira, Rabbi Elazar says that Reuven said to his friend, you should be meishich this animal, and then you should want to be koiner this animal. And as Rashi says, liknais mashmo at eskab liknais, that you should be miskavin to be koiner this kelim, but ani eni maklecha, but I'm not really going to be makled to you, and therefore what is the shaila? And the Gemara answers that in a chinami, that was not Rabbi Elazar's shaila, el mishaych behemizu uknei kelim shalel mao, that the shaila was, if Reuven says to Shimon that why don't you be meishich this animal, and you're surely not going to be koiner the animal, but why don't you be koiner the kelim on top of the animal, and what is it then? Mi mahanya mishaych behemah lukuduya kelim oilai, do we say that the mishaych of the animal could acquire the kelim, or do we not say that the mishaych of the behemah works for the kelim? And Taisus explains the question even deeper, as Taisus says in the top Taisus Diba Maskel Meshech Behemazu, Knei Kalim Shalel, Mibayle, Kivin Meshechas of Behemah, Shalechs Ma'atma, Lishaikh Bekalim, Lo Yikna Kalim, that the question is, that even though that this Behemah will actually be walking, but the Mice is walking by itself, and therefore it's not Shaykh to have a connection to the Kalim that's on it. However, Taisus says, Avalon Omma Meshech Kupa, the Knei Kalim Shabatecha, Pshit Le Dekoni, that certainly if Reuven would say to Shimon, that I want you to go and be Meshech this box, and there are Kalim that are inside the box, and certainly even though Shimon is not going to be koiner the kupa, but certainly he was meishich to kelim, and it was Shimon's power that was dragging or pulling these kelim. Therefore, certainly in that scenario, Rabbi Elazar does not have a shayla, and certainly Shimon would be koiner. The Gemara continues, Amar Rava, that Rava states that from the question of Rabbi Elazar, it's muchach that the only time that he had the shayla is only where Reuven says to Shimon, I don't want you to be koiner this animal, and I only want you to be koiner the kelim. And in that case, we have a question of the meshich of the behemah will work for the kelim, or if it won't work. However, if it would be a case where Reuven said to Shimon, I want you to be koiner of this animal, and I also want you to be koiner of these kelim, then certainly the meshich of the behemah would work for the kelim. And as Rashi explains, that the reason why Shimon will be koiner of the kelim is mishum teres chatzah, is based on a kinyan chatzah, the kaim alon chatzah shel adam koiner loy, as we know the chatzah of a person is koiner, ubehem teke chatzah, and the behemah of Shimon is like his chatzah. One Shimon was meshich the behemah, and therefore now acquired the behemah, therefore he'll also acquire the kelim. And Rava therefore is on this aside, as Otui Amalei Kni Behemah V'Kni Kelim Mikani Kelim, is it true that Reuven would say to Shimon that I want you to acquire the animal as well as the Kelim, that Shimon would actually be koiner the Kelim, V'chotzim Alechasi V'chotzim Alechas Loikana, the only way to be koiner the Kelim is not through the Meshicha, but it's only going to be through the Kinyan Chotzah, as Rashi mentioned, and since this animal is in motion, therefore how could Shimon be koiner the Kelim? And as Rashi explains, that the entire Makar that Chotzah works is from the Pasuk that states, if he matzit to miyotzi biyodei hageneva, and we learn that the din of chotzah has to be similar to the case of yad, and we know that yadu shel adam is loy nayed, and it's also mishtama. Therefore, gagav v'chatzer v'kafifu shel adam can be koiner for him. But since this behemah is moving, therefore it's a chotzah maleches, and certainly Shimon should not be able to be koiner this kelim by using a kinyan chotzah. And the Gemara continues v'chitei mekashamda. And if you're going to tell me that once Shimon is koiner the animal through meshicha, and then the animal is standing still, then he should be able to be koiner the kelim through chotzah. But we notice a klal that anything that if it would be going and walking, you could not be koiner. So even when it's standing in one spot and stationary, you also can't be koiner. And therefore, how can you be koiner the kelim? And Rashi is bothered that since the animal is not moving, so l'chayr you should be able to be koiner mitam chatzah. And Rashi says, that is also not similar to the case of chatzah. Ve'in koiner b'teres chatzah. And the Gemara finally states, v'hilchus b'kfusa. That's certainly in a case where the animal was tied up, and Reuven told Shimon to be koiner the animal as well as the kelim, then certainly Shimon could be koiner the animal by pulling this animal that's tied up, and it'll be koiner the animal through meshicha. And once he's koiner the animal, then it'll be koiner the kelim through a kinyan chatzah, as now it's not a chatzah maleches. And the Gemara will now continue and make two observations regarding the din of chatzah maleches, as Amalei Rav Papa Rav Huna Breider Rav Yeshua L'Rava. So Rav Papa Rav Huna Breider Rav Yeshua said to Rava, El me'ata hayu mahalach besfina v'kavtzu dogu v'naflu teches fina hachinami the chatzah maleches. Would you say that if there's a ship and it's floating in the river and there are fish that jump into the Sfina, that we would say that that is a chatzah maleches, and therefore the owner of the ship would not be koiner? Certainly he should be koiner. And Amar Lahem, and Rav responded to Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breider Rav Yeshua, that Sfina meinich neicha umayu de kamantila, that in a chinami a Sfina is different than a behemah, as a behemah when it walks on its own accord. Even if Shimon kicks the animal or he's leading the animal, ultimately the behemah is walking by itself, and therefore it's considered a chatzah maleches. However, by a Sfina, Sfina, the actual Sfina is sitting on its place and doesn't have its own power in order to move on its own. And the only reason why it's moving is because of the water, and therefore it's not considered a Chatzim Aleches, and certainly you could be kind of the fish. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi, and Ravina says to Rav Ashi, Ela Me'ata, Chatzim Aleches B'Shus Rabim, V'Zarek Lo Get, L'Tech Cheka, L'Tech Kalsa, Hachi Namid Loi Megasha. If Reuven is trying to give a get to his wife Rachel, and Rachel is walking in Rishus Rabim, Reuven threw a get to his wife, and it landed in her lap, or landed in a basket, and Rashi defines a Kalsa, Sal Shal Resha, it's a basket that used to be carried on her head, Shenesens Ba Kli Malachta, V'Tavishla, and she would carry various instruments and kelim as well as things that she was in the middle of weaving. L'maisa, it should be considered a chatzim aleches, and really Rachel should not be considered divorced, as the only way to divorce your wife is only if you place a get in her hand and has to get to her possession. And regarding this Gemara, we actually have a Mishnah that says not like that, as the Mishnah Maseches Gittin states, Zarek lo gita lo teich chayka ilo teich kalsa harezu megureshes, and the get would be chal. And once again, the Gemara responds in the same fashion, and Amalei, Rav Ashi responds to Ravina, kalsa menech naicha, that really the basket is stationary and is staying in the same position and is just being held by this woman, and the Eid Kamaski Matusa, and she is the one that's walking and causing it to move, but ultimately doesn't have its own power to move, and that is not considered a chatzim aleches. And keep in mind that although B'negei Ravina's question of Ashi, there is actually a Mishnah that tells us that if the get was thrown to her L'teich Kalsa, then it would be a valid get, but the Maisa B'negei, the case of the Sfina, we don't actually have any Mishnah or any Braisa that tells us that the din is not like that, and on what basis was Rav Papa and Rav Huna B'negei Rav Shua asking that question to Rava, and I intended to do a mask of Hachanami Le Magasha, Pirish Rashi, Hadatan, Zark Lutek Kalsa, Magureshes, Vetemo, and Taisis Ask, look at Bakfusa. Why don't we say it was talking a case where she was tied up, and it's not a case of Chatzim Aleches? And Taisis first responds, as Shema Nirali Dachak, that Lachir, that Teretz would be very Dechik, that this woman was tied up in Rishis Rabim. Inami Taisis says, Hachim Isfarapar, that Inachanami, the question of Avini Esra Vashi, was not based on a Mishnah, but it was based on a Svara, and Kidaparak Besfina, Vlay Bekerch Mishnah, just like we find that when Rav Papa and Rav Huna B'negei Rav Shua asked the question of Rava from the case of the Sfina, it wasn't based on a Mishnah or Braisa, and it was based on a Svara, and therefore Ravina's question of Ashi was also based on a Svara. And L'chari, this Pshat of Taisis seems to be very clearly defined in the Gemara, as if Ravina was asking Rav Ashi from a Mishnah, then L'chari, we should have brought the question of Ravina before the question of Rav Papa and Rav Huna B'negei Rav Shua. And let's continue with the new Mishnah. Ha'yureich v'agab behim v'ra'as ha'simitziyah v'amal chaveir t'nali n'akla v'amani z'chisiba z'achaba. That if Reuven is riding on a behemoth and he saw a metziah and he says to his friend, I want to keep that metziah, and he asks Shimon to pass in the metziah, and then Shimon picks up the metziah and he says, I want to be zeichnet, and he acquires it for himself, then even though Reuven saw it first and Reuven told Shimon to pick it up for Reuven, but the ma'aseh Shimon will be kaina and Reuven is not kaina. However, mishnas loy amar atniza chisi batchila loy amaklum. However, Shimon actually picks up the item, gives it to Reuven, and then tries to go to Bezdin and claim that when I picked it up, I really had kavanah to be coined for myself and not for Reuven, he would not be believed, and I'm mitzvah mechaber all of a raya. And in regard to this last din, Rashi is bothered that how exactly was Reuven koina, and of course, according to Rami Bachama, then we could say it's based on the fact that we say Hamabi mitzvah chaber is kana chaber, and since Shimon delivered the item to Reuven, so therefore it is a gilui das that Shimon must have had kavanah to be coined this for Reuven, and therefore, of course, Reuven keeps it. However, Rashi says that filo aminon, that even we would say like rubber holes, that Hamabi however, once Shimon gives the item over and delivers the item to Reuven, then certainly Reuven was koina, as ikanya kamba, that even if Shimon had kavanah to be koina, to lay miskavan lahatlus chaveri, as he didn't have kavanah to be makted to his friend, at this point Shimon delivered this to Reuven and it's considered a matana, and be iloy kanya kamba, and if Shimon was not koina the schefetz, mishum delay him miskavan liknais, because he didn't really have kavanah to be koina for himself, and even if he would have had kavanah to be koina for Reuven, that would not be a valid kinyan, because as we said, we're going according to Shitas Rava that I'm going to be a mitzilah chaveri is like kana chaveri. However, as Rashi says, havali hefka adam matul yodid hai, then till it gets to the hand of Reuven, it's considered hefka v'kanya hai b'may de'akur miyodei de'kama l'shem kniya. And therefore, once Reuven takes this item from the hands of Shimon, Reuven will be koina. Gemara begins tnan hasim. We learned in the Mishnah Masech Tzpeya mishalikin es hapeya v'omah rezu lo pleni oni rabbeleza im mezachlei. And Rashi explains that we're talking about someone that doesn't own this field. And for example, if Reuven comes and he picks up pay from a field and he wants to acquire it for Shimon, who is an Ani, then Rabbi Leza says that Reuven could acquire it for the Ani, and therefore Shimon would own this chayfetz, and would own the payah. And the Chacham hold that by the fact that Reuven picked it up for someone else, he could not be koinu for that other person. As even though generally we hold zachon adam shloi befanav, however you can't be zeicha for someone b'makom shechav la'achirim. And over here, certainly by Reuven picking up for a specific ani, it is a detriment to other aniim, and therefore Reuven's kinyan for Shimon does not work. And if Levi, who is an ani, now comes and takes his payah prior to Shimon taking the payah, then Levi would acquire the payah. Rashi clearly states that we're talking about adu ba'almo she'ina ba'al sada, and Rashi explains the eve ba'al sada as if we're talking about the owner of the sada. Lo amar abaleza zacha, that certainly he can't be zeicha for an ani. The lech lameima migud zacha nafshei is zacha namel chavrei, as the only reason Rabbi Leza would say that Reuven's kinyan would work for Shimon is only based on migud zacha nafshei zacha namel chavrei, and certainly the owner has no right to be zeicha in this payah because he has a chiyuv and a responsibility to give the payah to other people. And as Rashi brings from a Gemara in Masechtas Chulin, that even if the owner of the field is an ani himself, that ani muzu shaloi lake payah misad shaloi, as the Gemara says, lois lake la ani lahaze ani al shaloi. And the Gemara now continues and explains the Mishnah as Amu Ulu Am Rabbi Shu Balevi. Ulu said in name Rabbi Shu Balevi, machlekes me ashal ani. The machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Leza is only in a case Reuven was an asher and therefore he had no right to the payah, and he picked up the payah for Shimon who was an ani. Rabbi Leza says Amrin and Trey Migu, that we would say two types of Migu. Number one, Migu to buy mafke nechase behave ani, that's if Reuven wanted to be mafke his own nechasim, he would be an ani v'chazle, and he would be able to pick up the payah for himself, hashdami chazle, and therefore we would look at it as if Reuven is shayach to the payah and really could take the payah. Or Migu to zachon avshei zachon amil chavrei, and then we have a second Migu that once Reuven could be zeich for himself, then he could be zeich for someone else, even though it's chav lachrini. And Gemara continues, Rabbanon Savrin, Rabbanon hold chav migu aminon, trey migu le aminon, that since the whole concept of migu is a chiddush, therefore the only time that we could say a migu is only when we have migu, but to go and say that there will be two migus, that is something that we don't do, and that's why when an usher picks up the payah for Shimon, then the chacham hold that Reuven's kinyan for Shimon does not work, al me'ani la'ani divyakal zachloi, but certainly if Reuven would have been an ani, and he himself could have taken the payah, then certainly the chacham hold that we say migu de zachl nafshei zachin amal chavrei, and Reuven can be claimed to the payah for Shimon, and we will stop over here.